In episode 7, we talk about how places around the world have left an impression on us. We talk about class camps, somehow we talk about concentration camps, Rick and Morty, and more. It has started, Nay.
Es gar nicht so. Welcome.
Hello, hello.
Ciao.
Bonjour.
Come sta?
Konnichiwa.
Sumole.
Ay, ay, ay.
Ooh, it's just pink.
Champa's pouring in her tea. Welcome to episode 7, I think, of our life.
So it's only episode 7.
Yes, let's start singing.
That's 7 weeks.
Two,
that's not one. Even 2 months that we're doing this.
They're not
it feels
ready
like
to
we're
sing.
Doing it for a year.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, wait, that's not a good sign.
Why? Why is that not a good sign?
If you have the feeling that's already such a long time. Or is it a good sign?
Maybe it just feels like we're already doing it for so long.
It doesn't
I don't know if that's good or bad.
No,
it feels just like 2 months.
We're still really bad at this audio thing.
Mm. It's okay.
Yeah.
Well, welcome everyone.
I was
back.
Ready to do our welcome call.
Oh, yeah,
a
we
long
need
time
a welcome
ago.
Call.
Okay, sorry. 1, 2, 3.
Bloop, 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 bloop. I'm a fish.
So today we wanted, it's kind of weird, like I'm just in the middle here and I need to look right and left. I'm just talking to no one in front of me. But today we wanted to talk about how traveling and other places than our home influenced us. And I feel like it's something we can probably do in the future as well, because we're always going to explore new places. But yeah, we thought that would be interesting.
But first, our weekly reflection. Okay.
Who wants to start?
I don't know. I need to think about
okay,
it.
Okay, wait.
Too.
I can think and talk, because I already thought about it a little bit. But okay. I'm really trying to soak up that December energy in the city and all of the lights and I don't know, the decorations. It's just such a vibe and I've been waiting for it the whole year. And since I only still have 1 day left of that, I try to go into the city every single day and just like appreciate that I can go outside for shopping and just really like the city this week. And like was just packing and meeting a lot of friends and having dinners, and they were kind of like Christmas dinners and stuff like that, and we played board games.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, was a good week of just I don't know, I can feel like that holiday vibe somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the coziness coming in.
I agree. I've been doing a lot of friend evenings where you like chill, and I don't know, it's like you do that more in winter somehow. And you like cook,
yeah,
and you make gluevi.
Somehow we're more inside and in more rooms. Like outside, there's so many things to do,
mm-hmm.
and inside it's just.
Mm-hmm. And we also went to the spa. There's like a thermal.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Spa thing in Zurich.
Here in Zurich.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's not like on a hill. It's just a high building.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tim
yeah.
and I went there.
Like, yeah, you went
whoa.
There already.
Yeah,
it's so nice.
Oh,
this was one of the first thing we did.
Were
here
you
in Zurich.
At night? Were you there at night or in the day?
I don't think so.
Because at night the rooftop
so
pool is so nice.
We ate tuna.
Oh my
there.
God!
Like in this bistro.
Mm-hmm. It's so cool.
It was so cool.
I love it.
I
there.
Love it there,
mm-hmm.
but it's expensive.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I love the room that's like green. You know which one? Like,
I think so.
It's like shallow water.
Oh my god! I forgot my swimsuit there,
oh
and then
no.
I forced Timo to get out. Go out and get me one.
Oh my god, I forgot my top as well.
And then he didn't ask for to get it back, so I have it just at home.
Oh.
swimsuit.
Okay.
Which
okay.
was rented.
Oh.
Oops.
I could have rented one as well, but luckily I wore an undershirt. So I just had like my bikini bottoms and then like
but
a top.
You know, they were like really fucking strict. Timo and I kissed, and then
really?
Somebody came. Separate.
What? What?
We just kissed.
I saw people there kissing as well.
I know.
What the heck?
Others were like on top. We were like, oh, okay, kissing, and somebody separate.
What the heck?
Yeah, that makes no sense.
You mean
sense.
A guest, right? Just like people that were.
No,
or people
it was
working?
Like the people who are watching.
What the fuck?
They were like nearly getting in.
Whoa.
What?
I didn't understand.
No,
I don't know, because
so
like 80% are couples in there, so like what
but
the fuck?
Maybe because we were like the youngest.
Yeah, yeah, I think they just have like that stigma that it's like these teenagers. I don't know.
Yeah, and then also I met up with Jamba, and then we made some music and went to the Christmas market. That was really good. And also, like, I had a lot of anxiety in September, and then it kind of went away, and now it's kind of coming back, which is really
same.
Annoying. It's like
same.
I wake up every day, and the first thing I think is like, I don't know, something that scares me, like, oh no, it's 10, and then I already have so much anxiety, and then I like spiral, I'm like, oh no, but this and that and this, and right now I'm like trying to figure out what to do so I don't have that, or like to work with it, and it's really hard, but I think I'm getting better, and yeah, I think that's about my weekly reflection.
Oh no, I didn't do my, I don't know, I was the half of the week, I was sick at home, unexpected, I hope I get better till tomorrow, because, yeah, we're going to Ticino.
You were there so much this year.
I know, because
so
I didn't
cool.
want to fly, because last year I flew a lot to London and then again back. And now I just wanted to reduce my, I don't know.
Carbon footprint.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. And so I just went with the train.
That's cool too.
And that's Ticino, like the warmest place in Switzerland. So.
Yay. But I love it there. I think it's so cool that we can just go there with the train.
Yeah.
And it's so, like we touched on this in our last episode, but Ticino is such a cool mixture of Italy and Switzerland. It's
because
like
everybody speaks Italian, and it's like a different vibe. But yeah, and it's also cool because we have all three, like the Ghia, this expensive. We all three.
Aha, yeah. I thought you and Timo and things are going.
No. But we have the Ghia, so it's really expensive, and I love it when I just take
advantage of
advantage.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
It's a good feeling.
It's like, okay, because of this, I have it.
Yay!
Yay, okay.
Good, good.
So how should we start with this topic? I think, I don't know, I just suggested this topic because I'm going traveling soon, but I want to talk about that at the end. Tomorrow.
Today it's Thursday. So.
Yes. But I just thought it would be interesting because on Saturday at brunch, we also talked about London at breakfast. And we just had so many memories and we suggested some things where Ella should go. And I just realized how much we experienced there and how much it influenced us. And so I thought it would be interesting if we'd maybe remember those places that had an impact on us or just, yeah, our experience with that. I don't know in which episode it was of ours. I mean, we only have 6 up. But you, Jamba, talked already a bit about how you went to Gambia every year. Which episode was that? Our holiday life? I can't remember.
We don't have a holiday.
That doesn't exist, right? One time we talked about it, but
I really don't remember.
Yeah, I probably I always talk about it. So yeah, I mean, it's not I went until I was 7 every year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always an experience. I mean, I don't remember that much anymore. Yeah. But it's still like stuck in my head. And I think it's like a foundation of myself.
Yeah, because you went as a kid. And even though I think we don't have so many conscious memories as a kid, because we're not like, I need to remember this. We're just living so much in the mm-hmm. moment. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just a huge impact true. Already.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and the difference of those cultures was like...
Mm-hmm.
proven there, and so I just had always this rich side and poor mm-hmm. side somehow mm-hmm. and I don't know, it was just a big impact and still is mm-hmm. every day.
Yeah, I think also that like made you who you are today, and like because I grew up only in Switzerland, that also made me, you know, who I am today. And I feel like there's so many people who have two nationalities, who like go to their country like every year, and then they have like this identity, and I feel like I don't have that yet. Like I feel like I only have my Swiss identity until now, and I'm so excited to get in touch with more of my Asian side mm-hmm. and like discover mm-hmm. that Filipina identity, because I've never been there. And I think I would have become a different person if I had been there. And I mean, I'm happy how it's turning out now. And I mean, I'm going, so... Yep.
That's so cool.
Yay.
Nay, were you in Asia once? Mm,
no, I've never been to Asia.
Oh, so I've been to Australia.
That's almost true. Asia.
Yeah.
But tell us a bit about your Australia trip.
Okay, so I went to Australia for 3 weeks because I went to school and we had a lot of exchange students, and one of the exchange students, Olivia, we became really, really good friends. And when she left, I was like, I'm gonna visit you. And then somehow half a year later, I'm like on a plane
and
to Australia.
One of those person which really does that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Because
like,
a lot of people say that and mm-hmm. they don't do that.
Especially alone. Yeah. Going there.
I don't even know how that happened, because I'm actually not someone who does things. I usually don't do things I say, but somehow that I made happen. I was like, I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
And also Faye was it. She was like, oh, when you come here, we can surf and we can go on a road trip and stuff. And I arrive and it's like winter and I'm like, great. Because mm-hmm. I forgot that it's like when it's summer in Switzerland or in Europe, it's winter in Australia. Mm-hmm. So that was a fail. And I just went there, I mean, alone. I mean, I, like, knew her, but she worked and, like, went to school and stuff. So I just kind of hung out there alone. And it was, like, I was forced to just be alone all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, already at that point, I really liked being alone. And so I was like, okay, there's just more of being alone now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, I just did things. I, like, went to museums and I went hiking alone in this park and almost didn't get out because they like close the gate at like sunset. And like at sunset I was on this hill, I was like, oh, I should probably like start going home, and I had to like run.
Oh.
It was really funny. But it was also like it was also
those
kind
stories
of hard.
I hear for the first time.
Aww.
You always have new stories from Australia.
That was like the prettiest hike ever.
Whoa.
It was like you come in the park and then there's kangaroos just like free, like, oh, there are kangaroos mm-hmm. and like, oh, up there are koalas and stuff.
That's so cool. I can't believe that you were actually
me
there.
Either. I actually did a lot of nature things there. Yeah, and it was like lonely sometimes because like just then I was like really good friends with Ella and Chamba, and I like really
just
missed
then.
Them. No, I mean like we were anyways like good friends, but then at the beginning of summer we were really
mm-hmm.
good friends and we spent so much time together, and then I like left and I was like, oh man, I miss my friends so much. And also everyone went to the open air Frauenfeld and stuff, and I like saw
but
all
Chamba
the Instagram stories.
Yeah, just like us. Yeah. Who went last year?
I don't remember.
I went,
it just looked so cool. I was like,
I
I'm missing out.
Remember.
Yeah. But this year you didn't go.
I know. I was like, I don't want
to
go.
Oh yeah, Ella and me went to Frauenfeld. It was kind of rad.
But I think that experience really shaped me. I just also, I met like people there, like I made friends there, and I also went to Melbourne. Melbourne really had like a big impact on me because it's, everyone there is like so artsy, and there's just art everywhere and like really cool stores. And I don't know, it was just really cool. And also, I mean, I spent a lot of time in Adelaide where Olivia lives, and I mean, we still went to the ocean, and like I'm somehow I'm like really obsessed with trees, and I really noticed the trees and nature there. So I just remember those trees, and I think they like influence my drawings I do now, because I love drawing plants and like or for example, I was in Rome one time on a class trip, and like the thing I just remember from Rome is like, oh my god, the trees there are so pretty. And I always try to draw trees like that in my drawings, like in Rome.
I love trees too.
Sorry, I'm talking so much. It's not really making sense.
No, that's what we want to hear.
I think like, yeah, Australia really had a big impact on me. Just like, yo, I can like go somewhere alone and figure things out.
I think that's so cool. Build yourself confident a bit there.
And independence.
You were a bit forced.
Yeah.
But that's sometimes the key.
I want to say, like, something I noticed when I travel, I fill up my sketchbook so much. Like, every time I travel, whether it's to Australia or I was in Berlin or I was in New York, I always fill up at least one or two sketchbooks. And when I'm at home, I, like, never sketch. So like that has a really big impact, and usually I draw so much inspiration from those sketches then to make new drawings.
That's cool. It then like shows you that, you know, that you have that a way of making traveling into something that helps you grow so much, and even as an artist.
And also one last thing, somehow like traveling is really good for music for me. Like I listen to so much music when I travel, especially. Again, I was alone a lot of times in Australia, and I drove the bus at least like 1 or 2 hours every day. And I just listened to like the Rex album and the Frank Ocean album, and I just explored music so much because I just traveled a lot and didn't have a lot to do.
And also when I then listen to those music, to this, then I just remember this time.
I just see all
the pictures when I listen to it. I listen to a lot of Justin Bieber covers somehow. I don't know why. I didn't even know that it was Justin Bieber. I'm sorry. I didn't
I had
really
a phase where
him.
I was legit, I only consumed Justin Bieber.
I didn't even know like so much of him, but I listened to someone who made only covers of this.
Interesting.
And I downloaded it on my MP3 player, like a thing which you had three buttons. Like really weird, and I just listened the whole time to this.
That's so cool.
And danced on the beach.
I can't remember which music.
In Gambia. Aww.
No, this was in Menorca or the Mallorca. I don't remember.
Oh, I love that.
I can't remember what music I listened to in London. I literally don't. Probably also Justin Bieber, to be honest. Like, I only listened to that because I bought his albums and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I swear. Like, when the thing is, when we went to London, I remember I, like, prepared music so I
really
could, like, listen to it.
I wasn't that person yet.
But then I ended up, like, in London, I didn't feel the need to listen to too much music because we just did so many family things, and there was so much going on anyway. But, like, I'm a huge fan of Hello Goodbye, like, the band.
They were actually one of my top artists this year.
Aww.
Like, in summer, I listened to it.
I was early.
I only discovered them for myself this year.
I want to find out what are my top artists. How can you find it?
On Spotify, I think.
Yeah, you can look for it, or you can Google
there's
it.
There's like this one link. Like last year, mine was Rex Orange County. I listened to like 50 hours of
mine
Rex.
Is Jaden.
Last
this
time
year.
It was or audiobook. And this was so disappointing because everybody posted their like top five and I was like, irgendwie so ein Tag ohne dich.
Oh my god.
Because I always listen to it.
Okay, so while you look for your music stuff, I wanna talk about, like, I really wanna go on trips myself still. Like, I haven't really traveled anywhere solo, and I mean, I really enjoy sharing, you know, travels with my friends, and I'm so thankful that I was able to go with my friends at this young age. I never imagined that I would just go with my friends to London and stuff. I mean, to New York, what the fuck. But I really want to go somewhere myself, because I feel like it just, like the going is really uncomfortable, but as you're there, like, you're forced to be alone, and, like, there's no, like, I mean, of course, you can meet up with people, but it just forces you to grow so much, and I really just want to go somewhere alone and bring my camera, so I still really need to figure out how and when to do that, because I have so many places I want to share, you know, trips with. Like, I want to go with Nate to Paris London and stuff, but I also want to go alone. But also, you know, I think I still have some years, so I shouldn't stress about that, but I really crave a trip by myself.
I would like to say, when I was traveling alone, I think I went for 3.5 weeks. It was so cool, like, especially when I wasn't with Olivier, like, just traveling, because it's like, you can go to the bathroom whenever you want, you don't have to ask where you want to eat, you can just decide everything. That was really cool. But also, like, I went on those hikes and I went to places alone, and I was always like, oh man, I wish someone was here that I could share it with, and then I was kind of sad.
I can't open it.
Oh no,
Chama can't open her Spotify.
Oh, what the heck. You can just log into my phone. We can look at it after.
I can't find it, whatever.
But I listened to over 2,000 different songs.
Well, how did you find that link?
That's just all together. I
just
send
me a mail.
Oh, cool.
Because here you can also see that. Like,
my
it's a
top
story.
Song is also Rex song.
Oh, can you
it's new
see
house
it there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then I can look.
It should work, actually.
So my top song is Seven Rings. This
oh,
makes
I can
sense.
Imagine.
What song was that?
I only know the my
From
favorite
Ariana?
Things. Yeah. But that's because, like, the musical is my favorite musical.
Musical?
Sound of Music.
I don't know that musical.
Julia Andrews, I think. She's the actress who played Mary Poppins.
Whoa.
Played Sound of Music.
Cool.
That's
so
like
cool.
Basic knowledge.
It's a musical, right?
No. I'm talking about it as if it would be a special thing.
I need to
thing,
see
but
it still.
Yeah, we can see.
Oh,
it's
my God.
A bit a long movie, though.
No, that's good.
But it's like, it plays in Austria.
Wait, it's a movie or a musical?
Musical.
Okay. I have a good bridge to something I want to talk about. So, getting back to London, no problem. One thing that left an impression on me was the things we did. Like, we always went to parks and we always went to musicals somehow.
Yeah.
And we explored all the shops in London. And in London was when we discovered Muji, like, five or
oh my
more
God,
years ago.
So long ago.
And we were just always so inspired to go there. And we were like, Muji is one reason we're going to London.
Literally, like, we just went to London to go to Muji.
It's a cool Muji store.
But I also really love just that we went to experience, like, the musicals, and because they're so extra in, or, like, I don't know, they're just, like, really...
They're just so fun.
Yeah, no, I mean, just, like, also in London, like, they're, like, the best musicals are there, you know?
Yeah.
And there's so many theaters and stuff. I love that.
Did you watch
so many
the musical?
Which one?
When?
In London.
Yeah, we watched... I have so many connections to Vietnam. We watched Saigon, or what's
it
called?
Oh my god.
Oh my god, I
remember.
That
was such an intense musical.
Because I'm going to Vietnam tomorrow. What the fuck? I mean, only like on Saturday, because we have like 5 flights until we're there. But I'm currently watching like a documentary on the war. And really I'm like, I love Vietnamese food, but I'm so excited to see like the real food there. I'm so jealous
because Vietnam looks so freaking pretty. Mm-hmm.
And also, wait, which musical did we watch?
Okay, we watched Miss Saigon. Mm-hmm. We watched the Wizard one.
I don't know what's Wicked. It called.
Wicked. We also watched the one about Queen.
Oh,
Bohemian Rhapsody. Was that a musical?
No, it was not Bohemian Rhapsody, but it was like about Queen, I think.
It was something about Queen.
What? Okay.
I watched Aladdin.
What did you watch? Aladdin.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And you watched Lion King, didn't you, or not?
That I watched here in Basel. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
There was once. But I also watched, I think, Wicked.
Mm.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
That's really cool. I love, like, Disney musicals somehow. Because it's so such a dreamy vibe and all in all. But, yeah, my neighbor/brother does musicals.
I just wanted to talk about that.
In London, I lived there for a while, a bit. I don't know.
Like, when is he going to be in a musical soon or something?
I mean, he's still in school.
He does now his bachelor work.
Whoa.
So that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I can't wait when I'm, like, flying over there to watch him in the musical.
Or taking the train.
Yeah. I mean, if I have the money. It's so sad.
Yeah,
but
it's trains are so expensive.
Can we just talk about how expensive trains are in Europe?
Yeah.
Instead of flights.
Like,
it's really annoying.
I went one. Don't judge me. I wouldn't do that ever again. But like on one day from London home and then again back for not over 50 francs.
Bus?
That's like $50.
Mm-hmm.
Fly here and again back. And that's because it's so fucking cheap.
Oh my god.
Yeah, man, they need to put those taxes on, like,
I think
something.
Even Europa Park is expensive.
Yeah, it's there's so many things that are more expensive. It's like when you go from Zurich to Basel and back, that's already almost $50. That's only in Switzerland with the train.
Like, in Switzerland, if you wouldn't have any discounts or I don't know, some kind of
subscription thing,
subscription,
whatever.
You would pay over 50 fast, like really fast.
Anywhere you would go, that's like half an hour.
Planes
are and back.
Just cheaper.
Yeah.
And it's so sad because I would prefer to go with a train, but like my wallet says no.
Yeah. That's like also, I think, I really hope it's getting better. And I'm like seeing little things that are getting better.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we just, I don't know how we how they found this, but we got a ticket from, it was like a promotion also from our train service, like in Switzerland, it's called SBB. I mean, that's the main one. And they had this promotion where it's 90 or 80?
80 francs.
80 francs for a ticket to go anywhere.
In Germany.
In Europe. You
Germany.
Could choose. Only Germany? Okay, in Germany, like back and forth, which is really good. Like anything else would be like almost 200, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's already.
Oh my god!
What's happening?
Sorry, I wanted to see my list.
Oh my god, it's so rude.
It was 7 rings.
It just started playing.
Oh
yeah.
My god, this is so scary. What the fuck?
Ariana was like, listen to me.
Okay, what other places have we been to?
I think my trip to New York really had an impression on me.
Oh yeah.
Which one?
Both, but like the first one
I really noticed
the first one more because it was just like, I don't know why I went there, honestly. Like I was just like, let's go there. You know, I didn't plan anything, and it just opened the world for me to like networking with people and meeting new people and just traveling without any expectations, because I literally like packed the hour before we left to the airport, and dude, it was really ratchet. But yeah, I don't know, it just really left an impression on me, and also was like the first huge trip like without my parents, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm pretty independent anyways, but just traveling somewhere only with your friend, like everything is so much more in your like your rules and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're just free as fuck, you know.
Fly as a bird.
Yeah, I enjoyed that and learned a lot, and then going back, I don't know, I'm just like learning more and more like why people go to New York, and like the energies there. Mm-hmm. And now I'm also really interested to like compare that to LA, because they're just two different worlds and you just kind of need to see like what can you get from where, you know, and if you mm-hmm. really want to live there. That's like something I'm the whole time thinking about. But yeah, I think next year I'm definitely gonna stay in LA for a couple of weeks, see how it is, and like work there and like meet people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for that, because our first trip to LA, ooh girl.
So if you didn't know, bad. We went to LA for like 2 weeks,
uh-huh.
like with our parents on like a vacation. Yeah, and I don't know why the fuck we would go on vacation in LA.
Yeah, it was it's more like half place. Like just like for me, like a work trip.
Yeah, so actually Juice got invited to go to VidCon. So we're like, okay, everyone's just going to LA. Yeah. Now. And we didn't know what to do there, and it was really weird.
Yeah, but it was like a good, it was really not, it was not so much fun, and it was really messy. But, you know, like now we went through that, and now.
I'm so happy we went. Yeah, I learned me too. So much.
And now we kind of know how it is. We know kind of what's coming towards us, like what we can expect.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I hope our next experience is going to be better, but I know like which places we would not see anymore and stuff like that. And we did like the touristy stuff, so we don't need to do that anymore.
Mm-hmm. I would like to, yeah. However, like speaking about independence and traveling without your parents, I would like to give like class trips some credit, because mm-hmm. some of the best places I've been to or like best travel experiences I've had were on class trips.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I don't know, you still learn a lot, and you can travel with people who are like your age.
Yeah, and your friends basically.
Yeah, your
and
friends.
Probably the same interests.
And it's like I don't know. There's just so I love like being in a house with like 20 people
yeah.
who are like my age and like doing different things. I don't know. I just thought that was really fun.
Yeah, that's like a cool opportunity that school mm-hmm. offers.
Because
well, I didn't like it yeah. at all.
But sometimes you I went to like hate camps it. With the choir.
I mean, yeah, but in the end, I just wanted to go home.
Mm.
It was cool there, like, at the beginning, but you have to find, like, your alone times, because everybody's singing all the time, including me, but, you know, it's just, like, if you're not singing, you're hearing somebody else.
Yeah.
So it was a bit intense mm-hmm. and a lot of people which you don't like and still have to have a good why.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I can see
such
that.
Fucking drama.
But like one trip that really, really had a big impact on me was when I went to Saint Malo and Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about Jersey like every single day. Mm-hmm. It's like an island on the Channel Islands. It belongs to England.
You and never told me about that.
No, I talk about Jersey all the time. I was no, like, we need to go back.
I'm sorry,
okay.
You never told
so
me.
So we went on a class trip by train, by the way, and we went to Saint-Malo, which is a city that's on the very northern coast of France. And it's such a pretty city, and like it's just so cool.
How long
really
was
cool
the train ride?
It was like a few hours, like not long, like max
less than 10.
6 hours or
oh,
something.
Oh, that's easy.
Really short. The really pretty city, and I had so much fun exploring it with everyone. And we had like a class project thing, and every group had to like do different things about the city. And we did the architecture, and then we took photos. And me and my two friends, we just strolled around the city and looked for like cool cafes. It was really cool. We got a lot of like independence.
Can I still say something? That's mm-hmm. one thing that is cool about class trips, I think, because
mm-hmm.
they try, I mean, you know, our teachers had to make the trips educational, and my teachers would always, you know, kind of like leave some free time so we could still like have an afternoon to ourselves
mm-hmm.
and just say that we're exploring the city, but in mm-hmm. reality they just let us do what we want.
Mm-hmm.
But it showed me a way to look at traveling in a, I don't know, in such an explorative way and like
mm-hmm.
educational way, and
mm-hmm.
you know that there are so many historical things to explore, and
mm-hmm.
I guess in class trips it's probably a bit intense, like the amount of, you know, historical things and like
mm-hmm.
educational things we do, but I love including that in my travels today, and I think without that I wouldn't have discovered how insightful it is and how much you can learn while
mm-hmm.
traveling.
So
and I would love to just always implement like a whole day of just learning new things about the place and stuff like that, and
mm-hmm.
I don't know, I like that creative aspect of like you need to go and like look for this and take a picture of this and you know like find this and stuff like that. I love tours like that somehow.
Okay, I think I had like not a good experience because I went with the geography and the biology beside my geography of
geography.
Yeah, aber das Wort. And it was just too much because it would like every plant, every stone was explained.
Okay,
and this is just too much. I mean, it was interesting, but when you are hiking and they told about this and that, that was interesting.
Yeah.
But when they would always stop at every tree.
Yeah, that's one too much.
That was a bit annoying.
That's a bit annoying.
Also, I didn't like the teachers in classrooms. So yeah. It was
I think it also really depends on the teachers.
Yeah, because I think so too. And we never went out of Switzerland.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think on the I missed just a trip to go to Sardinia, but I wasn't keen. So. I don't know. But maybe like one trip which was cool. I don't know whether I told this already on this podcast. But I went to Romania.
Oh yeah. You didn't say in a podcast ever, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
that's cool. That's really cool.
And I somehow really forgot about this trip because I think it was so intense. But yeah, I think we made even friends with the people there. I went like with the
motorbike.
Yeah.
Oh. Whoa.
Without a helmet, which I wouldn't do
what
anymore.
What are you doing?
I know. I just blended this out of my thoughts, but somehow like this. And then we went to one of the poorest village there around. We went like on a 2 hours drive with the horse and the kutsche.
Oh yeah, with the carriage.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so it was a really bumpy ride and all the stuff. And I don't know, it was so fucking intense from like Switzerland to the such a place, but also like very
insightful or eye opening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was I think for me it was like impressive like that in Europe there's such a country because like there was this similar vibe to Africa, but that there is like a place in Europe that's like this.
And honestly, there are more places like that.
There are more places, and this is just like this was a awareness call, so that was cool. And also I think I told that already, but I'm telling it again because it was so cool. I'm not that religious, but we were in the church and we sang some songs because that's the only thing we could do somehow. And then they all spoke other language. I don't know what they spoke, but we didn't understand nothing. It was a bit boring, the Sunday, I don't know, church time. And then in the end, we all prayed, unser Vater, and it was like they did it in their language and we did it in our, and we started at the same time. And it was the same, like, rhythm.
Whoa.
And then finished at the same time. And it was just a half minute of silence. And this was the most powerful thing in my life, I feel like. Because it was so connecting to people which you don't know. And people who you don't understand. But we had the same kind of flow going on there. So this was very, very impressive, man.
Somehow I feel like it would be so fun to like lead a camp for kids.
No.
I don't know. I think
it could be.
I think yeah.
I kind of feel
but
like
no,
doing that.
Nowadays you have to like snitch their mobile phones
out
of their hand.
I think kids these days, I don't know, not
you know, all just running around then they go to the boys, and boys go.
That's true.
Yeah, it was.
I think just more
like,
mature.
But also they are doing that. I would do that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I did that.
Don't know if I could handle it, but I would like to. I think maybe with like older kids, it would still kind of be interesting. But at the same time,
I mean, we were friends with the people who were looking after us. But honestly, they brought us beer. So don't copy.
Yeah. See, somehow
we
I
can drink here
like that.
At 16.
So. Yeah, at 16. Yeah. I had like a class trip with my economy class in Brussels this year. And it was just so cool because our teachers, because we are at this age and it's our last year, it was our last trip, they let us have a lot of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And we would just go out every night and explore all the bars, and everyone would be like, today we're going to this bar and this bar. And then we had like
so intense.
We had like this tour, this comic tour. It was so interesting because a lot of comic artists and like art just in general, like for comic books, like originated in Brussels, and there were a lot of like, yeah, like pieces there that like started there, and then we had a tour around the city, and you both know Die Schlümpfe, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was and like Tintin, Timon Schuppi, like there were just a lot of murals of that, and then the guy told us his favorite bar, and then we went there. Yeah, and then we would always. Like, our teachers would tell us these specific times where we could leave and go out, but then sometimes they didn't tell us, so we would just apparently had to stay in, so we always had to sneak out. And sometimes our teacher went out as well, and we would just, like, try to sneak out, and we would be like, oh shit, look, there they are, but they, like, went out as well, you know what I mean? Oh my god, anyways. But yeah, that was so cool in Brussels, and we also went to Rotterdam, which is cool. But otherwise, all of our other class trips were more like in Switzerland before that. I went to Weimar, which is in Germany. it's like this there where Schiller and Goethe like wrote their most like important arts or whatever. Or they also lived there. It was just like an influential place for them. And it's like full of literature and like such a cool vibe there.
But that's cool. See, we went to like Karlstadt, and this was a
we went to one as well on that trip.
Not a fun trip.
Yeah, it's so
depressing. And
wait, what's it in English? Concentration camp. Yeah. We went to one as well.
Yeah,
that wasn't close
because,
there.
Like,
which one did you go to? In Germany.
I think we went in France.
Buchenwald.
Buchenwald.
Could be, and maybe it's not called
like
that.
We went to one too, like not in a camp, but just like a day, and it was like such a pretty area. Like it was on a mountain.
Ours was creepy as fuck.
But it's
ours was so pretty. But like, I mean, like the nature, but it's so fucking
sad. Oh my god, you just need to imagine this. We like drove with the bus on a mountain through a forest.
We too.
And then it like started raining while we were outside. And it was like dark and like cloudy and like it was the perfect vibe.
It was just a crying mood, wasn't it?
It was fucking terrible.
Huge, and you were like seeing in front of your eyes what try to imagine, and wasn't a cool imagination.
I think it's really good to like see that.
Yeah.
But it's like, don't expect that you're gonna like have a good time. You're just gonna like soak it all in, but it's gonna make you feel depressed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so.
I mean, I feel like blessed that we can not touch the things, but like see things and
like that there are even remains.
There are like explanations and you can fill gaps in your head and you don't forget about those times, because if you forget, you repeat. And if you know, you won't repeat.
Yeah, that's why history is so important. And
I know.
I really loved that we, you know, would look at it in German lessons and in history lessons, and then we would go there and, you know, experience it. I think that was so cool.
Yeah, that, I think it's
totally
so,
forgot that that yeah. wasn't the same trip.
It's so cool to go to those places that have so much history. Like, I'm a huge fan of Berlin because mm-hmm. when you like, I love Berlin just because it has such like a young and culturey and artsy vibe. But also, you could literally be walking, like down a street, and there's like, here was the Berlin yeah. Wall, yeah, and here is like, this museum.
There,
and
I don't want to know about history that much. I mean, I know obviously.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
some things, but like somebody told me before I went the first time there, mm-hmm. I don't like Berlin, it's really depressing, it's really dark, I feel mm-hmm. all the lies from there who died, and it was just like mm-hmm. wow, thank you, I'm going for a week oh. now
so
there.
Interesting that that's mm-hmm. such a big contrast between that yeah. always exists, but then there's like this whole like Berlin lifestyle that is just so much uplifting, and it's
yeah.
really inspiring.
So
how
I was
they
more
that
in this area
yeah.
because mm-hmm. I didn't want to go in the dark place because mm-hmm. I know I wouldn't get out of mm-hmm. that anymore. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah,
but
I'm just,
I understood,
yeah.
but it was like, yeah, I didn't need to know.
I just think it's like so crazy to see, like, oh my god, this happened here,
and
like,
it's like still
today, it's like the
yeah, how it evolved into this mm-hmm. like such colorful, like, you know, vibrant mm-hmm. place, and I mean. It's like you can't get one without the other. Like, it's mm-hmm. still all together, and everything, like, the mm-hmm. past really influenced how it looks today. But it's, I think it's inspiring how it is today.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to Berlin to rave, so. yeah, no, yeah. but I'm also going there to eat. And, like, I do
Wait,
want to explore
when?
In January.
We're going.
You know, we bought those tickets for 80 francs. Like, we just said before.
Cool.
And we're going to Berlin. And I'm excited to see history,
Berlin.
Though.
Yeah, they have
history museums.
So many freaking museums that I want to go to. And also
mm-hmm.
they have the East Side Gallery, which is like really
mm-hmm.
popular, but it's like part of the wall that's still there.
Mm-hmm.
And it has so much graffiti on it. So it's like a gallery, but it's like, it was already, it's just so, I just have to see that.
They have mm-hmm. so many pictures of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have everything?
I think that was good for today.
Yeah, I could talk so much more.
We could talk
more
about it, and I'm sure I could talk about
yeah.
it more, like, when I come back. Oh,
mm-hmm.
what is that? Is that, like, a glass?
My cup. My
okay.
cup.
I almost spilled Nay's cup.
I
want,
could always
oh,
talk
sorry.
About, like, places I like to travel and
mm-hmm.
what I learned
And
there.
Even just in Switzerland.
Yeah, even just in Switzerland.
I just wanted to quickly just say it one more time that I'm gone for the next, I think, like, 5 episodes, and Nay and Chamba are gonna
try and organize some guests,
and maybe we're gonna have some guests, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm just gonna be in, I have a list here, so no one, like, in case anyone asks. So I'm going to Ho Chi Minh, and then I'm going, that's in Vietnam, and then and then I'm going to Cambodia. No, really, there's so many people asking.
Okay,
so
sorry,
I just want to
sorry.
Say it once. And then I'm going just to the Philippines. Yeah, so I'm going to those 3 countries.
Is there gonna be a meetup?
I don't know. I don't think so, honestly, because I think I just want to, like, focus on myself and travel without thinking about it. Maybe, like, a spontaneous one. But,
I just
yeah.
know, like, for years, so many people have been asking me to do a meetup in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
So many people.
The thing
maybe
is,
when
we're...
you guys go together.
Yeah,
yeah,
maybe. I'll go probably in 2020 to Asia. It's my dream.
Yes, oh. we're gonna go anyways. We're anyways gonna go to Japan.
Hopefully.
That's planned for me.
Oh, we should do we should do a podcast episode about our 2020 goals or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, I want to do this and travel here.
Okay.
That would be so fun.
Can I send in my soundtrack? I'm going to record it and send it to you. No.
Okay.
Anyways. But yeah. Just.
Anyway.
I'm not here.
What's the next segment?
Our weekly inspiration.
Oh, should we try and wrap up whatever we just talked
no,
about?
No, it's okay. I think we already wrapped.
Okay, good.
It's too much.
It's just so much.
We don't need to wrap
okay.
it up.
Okay. Thank
I'm
you
I'm sure
that.
We're going to talk about it
okay.
more. So, for me, I mean, it's kind of similar, like, my weekly reflection, because just the city inspired me, and I love living in Zurich right now. I freaking love candles, and I love the new Weekend music video, like, from The Weekend, and yep. Oh my god, yesterday we watched Chef's Table with, I can't remember the
I
cook.
I think Virgilio Martinez.
Ah, yeah, Virgilio. And, dude, I need to go to Peru. That just
Oh my god, it looks amazing.
And shook me.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, we need to go there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chef's mm-hmm. Table is mm-hmm. like my inspiration for cinematography and everything. It's like mm-hmm. flashy.
And storytelling.
Oh yeah, and Rick and Morty. Holy crap.
Oh my god.
Rick and Morty is the trippiest shit I've ever seen. And like, I don't understand. Like, sometimes I'm just like, how? How did they come up with that? But it's really inspiring, like how they created it and how they write it. So those are my inspirations.
I would say my weekly inspirations would be, okay, so I was feeling kind of down, and then like for me it's really easy to just fall into a hole, so I like to distract myself somehow but also be productive. So while I was drawing and stuff, I watched a lot of Cat Creature, because she just has such a calm vibe, and she's like an art student, and just seeing her work and her do things.
I love
and her
how she just creates,
life.
You know, like yeah. for herself and stuff.
And also she does a lot of vlogs, and what really inspired me is that she just reminded everyone that she made the vlogs for herself, because I mean, I make vlogs too. I mean, I try to, and I oftentimes feel so much pressure because I'm just like, oh my God, this vlog has to be really good or really well edited. But now I'm just reminded that I want to make it for myself, to just be able to look back, and it doesn't have to be super perfect. Yeah, and also, yeah, candles, and I don't know, I think that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, I think my inspiration was The Good Place, because when I was in England, I started to watch it, and then there wasn't it wasn't in Switzerland somehow on Netflix, so I was really sad, and somehow I found it this week and I binged it, and it was so cool because it's such a genius,
like, I'm gonna watch it now.
Yeah.
Like more.
I mean it needs a start. But it's so funny.
I'm gonna
and
download
so
it for the airplane.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm so excited.
Jama showed me an episode on Monday, and
oh
my god, you have the same. You have the same ringtone.
Anyway, Chamba showed me an episode on Monday, and I started binge watching it. Chamba, I'm on season 2 already.
Really?
Yeah.
It's so cool, isn't
it's
it?
It's so good. Oh
yeah.
My god.
Because Nay was at first like, I don't know whether I mm-hmm. started a bit, but I didn't really mm-hmm. get into it. But I said, you need to watch further.
Mm-hmm. It's so good. Oh
cool.
My god. Yeah, really, really
I
inspiring.
Love it. It's so funny.
It's just such, it has such a good mood about it somehow.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this was my weekly inspiration, I guess, and just getting healthy. It's so cold, I'm getting so fast sick, and then I'm like the biggest diva on this planet. Because I'm always like, no, I'm sick, I can't. Okay, I just needed to catch up time, so now I'm super spec.
Thank you, I just had to get a package from DHL. Okay, so I think that's good for this week. Oh
my god, oh, sorry. I also get today a package.
Whoa.
Maybe he had to.
Whoa.
I don't know.
Yeah, what did you order?
Monitors.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yay!
Lloyd, we can talk about this after the podcast.
Yeah, okay, true.
But yeah, that was it for this week.
Lloyd,
gonna hear from
Thank
me in
you.
6 episodes.
Okay.
Bye.
And next week with a special guest
Hopefully.
We don't know yet.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.